After almost a quarter century as a political columnist, Jack Germond is giving it up. Today, Germond retires from the Baltimore Sun at the age of 72. He began his career in journalism nearly five decades ago at a small newspaper in Missouri. Since then, he's covered countless political campaigns, written books, and gained national reputation as the grumpy panelist on the political talk show The McLaughlin Group. Last year, his memoir was published. It's titled Fat Man in a Middle Seat. Germond says he might go back to reporting or write another book, but he says there's a reason he's quitting as a political columnist.
I got sick of politics, Bob. I particularly got sick of these two candidates this year. You know, you get to the point, you're 72 years old and you're covering George W. Bush and Al Gore. You say, how do I explain that to my grandkids? I mean, that's terrible.
Odious was the word used to describe this past campaign.
I don't know where that word came from, but it fits.
Well, odious over what happened in Florida, or odious over the conduct of the candidates or their programs, or what?
The Florida part was the best part. The Florida part was that was a good story. I mean, you couldn't argue with that. It's the way the campaigns have become totally contrived, programmed events. You don't get to know the candidates very well. The reporting is reporting on events determined by the campaigns rather than by any news standard. I mean, one of the small beefs I have now that I'm old enough to be crabby and carping, is campaigns now have become exchanges of attacks on one campaign or the other by the flack for the other campaign. And why it should be news if Ari Fleischer doesn't like something Al Gore does, or Chris Lahane doesn't like whatever George W. Bush does. I don't know why that's news. I mean, it would be news if they liked it.
So it's the packaging, the handling, the focus groups.
It's all the fact that there's so much money, and they hire all these managers and manipulators and handlers, many of whom are good friends of mine who I like. But the stuff works, though, Bob. You know, George W. Bush lost the New Hampshire primary last winter to John McCain, who was a reformer. So Bush goes to Austin with his staff to decide what to do about this. And on Monday morning, he steps out of the phone booth and he announces that he is a reformer with results. You'll recall that, and he kept saying that all for the next month. Within 10 days, polls showed Republican voters in primaries thought that if you asked them who was the reformer of these two candidates, as many said Bush as said McCain. He never reformed anything, but he said he did enough, and people believed it.
In the old days, you could go one-on-one with a candidate, have a couple of belts over lunch, and get a column or two.
I find that the distancing the candidates do from the press is hard to live with. I had a very funny experience. I was in Milford, New Hampshire, during the New Hampshire primary. And Gore came there one day, and I happened to be in Milford. I was writing something else about the campaign there. So I was on his bus, and they took his press off the bus, and they roped them off, put the yellow tape so they wouldn't get too close to the candidate where he could be overheard or something. And he went into a restaurant there, the River Cafe. And he came out, and I was standing on the sidewalk. And the vice president came over and said hello, and we were just chatting. I was telling him about the barbershop, the Republican who ran it, and so forth. And all of a sudden, I heard one of the handlers say, "Oh, my God, he's talking to a pressy." A pressy, As if this is going to be terrible. He's going to tell me some great secret. What a ridiculous thing.
Gosh, I imagine you once got the Lyndon Johnson arm treatment, right?
Oh, yeah.
He would be working you rather than you working
him. He was an impressive
him.
President. And I must say, so was Reagan. I disagree with almost everything he did, but I must say he was an impressive guy in terms of his connection with Americans.
Would Nixon give you an informal chat?
Nixon was always manipulating. I mean, I spent a lot of time with Nixon at different times when he was out of office, and also saw him when he was president a couple of times. But he really had a contempt for the press. He thought we were all not serious people, and that showed all the time.
Well, some of them are contemptible.
Well, that's true. I think the happy world is where both reporters and politicians look at each other in a very level way. Politicians are not extraordinary people. They're very average people. So are we. And that's the way we ought to look at each other. There are some people who are capable of that, who understand that you're not somebody's enemy because you have a press relationship with them. I think Reagan was that way. Bill Clinton has not been that way.
We know how much television has changed politics. Of course, it's changed journalism a great deal, too. Do you find a lot of young people getting into the business are in the race to become instant pundits? Writing, let's get me on TV.
Nobody wants to start on the Jefferson City, Missouri Post-Tribune, which is where I started. They all want to start at the top. The real irony there, the sad thing about that, Bob, is that covering a city hall in a small city is a great story compared to covering Congress, which is a bore. They miss all the fun.
Jack German retires today as political columnist for the Baltimore Sun.